The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Hello and welcome to this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman with the Virginia Voice. We continue with our article from last week from NationalGeographic.com. How to Travel Better, a Beginner's Guide to Sustainable Travel in 2023 and Beyond by Richard Hammond, November 8, 2022. What does my carbon impact look like once I get to a destination? There are other factors that will affect your carbon emissions when you're at the destination, including your choice of hotel and the food you eat. The average carbon footprint of a night in a typical hotel in the UK is about 31.1 kilograms of carbon dioxide, according to the Hotel Carbon Measurement Initiative. So choosing a hotel that has lower than average carbon emissions can make a significant difference to your holiday's footprint. Thankfully, it's becoming easier to find green accommodation. Keep an eye out for the green filters on specialist accommodation booking sites, such as Airbnbs Off the Grid, Sawday's Sustainable Stars, and iEscape's Echo Rating. There are several online agencies that specialize in green accommodation, such as Fairbnb.coop and MyEchoStay.eu, and even the big online agencies, such as Booking.com, TripAdvisor, and Google, now flag up Echo-certified hotels in their search results. Many of these Echo-certified accommodations do much more than reducing their carbon emissions. They'll also reduce the amount of waste they send to landfill and reduce the use of chemicals and the amount of water they use. Feasting on local seasonal food, washed down with the local tipple, conveys a sense of place better than any travel brochure. It's also much better for the environment, as there are significant emissions of carbon arising from the food miles associated with transporting food great distances. Whether it's freshly baked bread for breakfast, salad from the local market for lunch, or the catch of the day at the nearby restaurant, choosing local isn't just good for the planet. It's also healthier and a great way to put money into the local community. Where to go? Some of the most colorful cities in Europe are a great choice for a green break, such as Bristol, Angers, Nantes, Zurich, and Copenhagen. Here, pragmatic local authorities are implementing the circular economy to create sustainable transport, housing, and economic development policies that are accelerating their transition to net zero, which has the knock-on effect of improving the experience for sustainable travelers. For example, regenerative wetlands and connected green spaces help manage stormwater, air quality, and improve biodiversity, but also provide wonderful green sanctuaries that are great for appreciating urban nature or for just chilling out in parks and gardens across urban villages. And how to get around? Countries that have a modern high-speed rail infrastructure make it easy to travel with a lower carbon footprint. Switzerland has an extensive public transport network across the country. The Swiss Travel Pass provides free admission to 500 museums, as well as unlimited travel on trains, bus, boat, and public transport in cities, while France, Spain, Italy, and Germany have impressive high-speed rail networks, particularly between major cities. What about long haul? Further afield, some countries have made concerted efforts to include tourism in their sustainable development goals. Following decades of tree clearing for agriculture and livestock production, In the 1980s, the Costa Rican government implemented policies that have halted and reversed this deforestation. Today, over half of Costa Rica's land is covered by forest, compared to just 26% in 1983, allowing it to make the most of the biodiversity in its rainforest and pioneer the concept of ecotourism, developing a small-scale, high-end ecolodges that have contributed to the conservation of its rainforest. Guyana, too, is developing community-based ecotourism to fund the protection of its rainforest. That was How to Travel Better, a beginner's guide to sustainable travel in 2023 and beyond, November 8, 2022. Our next article is also from NationalGeographic.com. Ecotourism could help the Amazon of North America recover. Here's how. Louisiana's wetlands are being lost to sea level rise, leaving eerie ghost forests. Where does ecotourism fit into the recovery plan? By Jacqueline Kehoe, April 16, 2021. For 7,000 years before it was dammed, the river just outside my Iowa doorstep flowed from the Mississippi. Joining waters from New York to Saskatchewan, it tumbled toward the flat, slow-moving bayous of Louisiana. There, the accumulated sediments of the Mississippi's vast watershed spill out across the delta, forming 6,000 square miles of wetlands and marshes, the Amazon of North America. Like the Amazon, though a fraction of its size, these wetlands are incredibly biodiverse, far from a stagnant wasteland of alligators and mosquitoes. Nearly half of the United States' threatened and endangered species depend on wetlands. We depend on them too. Wetlands sequester carbon above and below ground at even higher rates than rainforests. And in Louisiana, they're vanishing. We've lost over 1,800 square miles since the early 1900s, explains Eva Hillman, a coastal scientist working with the Pontchartrain Conservancy. The Bayou State's not alone, of course. Wetlands are subsiding across the globe. But South Louisiana contains around half of the country's wetlands and accounts for almost 90% of the country's wetland losses. Hillman points out that this vanishing ecosystem is critically important for people's livelihoods, for bird habitats, for storm surge reduction, for nutrient filtration, for the nation's economy, and for recreation. With Greater New Orleans seeing 20 million annual visitors, ecotourism has an opportunity to play a crucial role in the area's conservation. Getting visitors out in the wetlands is so important, Hillman says. They need to witness their beauty. Understanding what's underwater and why. Although rivers naturally shift, wetlands ebbing and flowing over time, Louisiana's particular crisis is man-made. After the devastating Mississippi River flood of 1927, Congress authorized the Mississippi River and Tributaries Project to prevent future flooding and streamline navigation. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spent the next two decades cementing the river with 20,000 miles of levees and floodways. Then, studies found that if Old Man River were allowed to flow freely, it would switch course to the Atchafalaya River within decades, cutting off the economic powerhouses of New Orleans and Baton Rouge. By 1959, the lower Mississippi found itself straitjacketed to the Gulf. We harnessed it, straightened it, regularized it, shackled it, engineers crowed in a 1969 review. Unable to build up sediment from spring floods, the existing wetlands subsided, suffering from perpetual drought. This slow habitat loss accelerated into a vanishing act courtesy of the oil and gas industry. Starting in the 1930s, some 50,000 wells and 10,000 miles of canals were drilled and dredged, a maze of pipelines that now supplies roughly 30% of the nation's total oil and gas supply. The land was carved up like Thanksgiving turkey. Salt water intruded up the freshwater inlets, drowning forests that had once stabilized the marshy floor. Sea levels started rising faster than anywhere else on the planet. In less than a century, humans had reversed millennia of wetland engineering. And humans can restore it, in part. Louisiana's current coastal master plan aims to preserve older wetlands and create new ones via slurry pipelines and sediment diversion. If their best-case scenario sees daylight, more land could be saved than lost by 2060. It's a plan that could save species, create new science and industries, and mitigate climate impact on millions of lives. Its success, reliant on federal funding and national attention, will chart Louisiana's next map. Mindful ecotourism. With such a delicate ecosystem, how can travelers visit more responsibly? How can visitors be part of this best-case scenario? The easiest thing to do is eat oysters, says Corey Miller, Director of Community and Resilience at the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, CRCL. With the help of the organization's Oyster Shell Recycling Program, 31 New Orleans restaurants have returned nearly 5,000 tons of shells to Louisiana waters, restoring oyster reefs and building shoreline habitat. There are nearly a dozen participating restaurants within walking distance of Lafayette Square. But even if you're only visiting New Orleans, your opportunities don't start and stop at your plate. The city contains massive wildlife refuges, and urban marshes offer easy access to the area's changing wetlands. The 400-acre Bayou Bienvenue Wetlands Triangle, just 5 miles from the French Quarter in the lower Ninth Ward, is a striking example. Once a freshwater cypress tupelo swamp, it's now a ghost marsh. Organizations, including the CRCL and the Sierra Club, are working to rewrite its future by securing funds, planting wetland flora, and erecting interpretive signage and viewing platforms to increase awareness of what's at stake. To get an education on the water, hop in a kayak with Lost Lands Tours. After a Wetlands 101 in the city, you'll travel west to Maurepas Wildlife Management Area, cruising alongside an expert guide for a deep look into the area's challenges. Guests get a feeling they're doing something with us, says Marie Gould, co-founder of Lost Lands Tours. We want guests to fall in love, to go spread the word. Over 3 to 4 hours, you'll paddle the quiet Blind River, venturing deep into cypress tupelo swamps in varying degrees of health. We'll do some invasive removal, like water hyacinths. Sometimes we'll plant a couple of cypress trees with the guests, says Gould. You don't leave after a day with us feeling devastated about the future of the world. Beyond the floodgates and beyond your visit. Further south, Captain Richie Blink of Delta Discovery Tours runs 6-hour circumnavigation boat tours just beyond a storm surge barrier called Empire Floodgate. Armed with maps, audio, and video clips, and plenty of Blink's anecdotes, visitors explore ecosystems as well as eras, spotting ancient indigenous mounds and brand new oyster reefs, floating past ghost bayous and newly built barrier islands, and tallying dolphins, pelicans, plovers, and American oyster catchers. Cruising back, the cypress swamps, marshes, and freshwater wetlands take on a more delicate, ephemeral light. With Great Delta Tours, the focus is on coastal communities like Shell Beach and St. Bernard Parish, places most people don't get to experience, even locals, points out Barbara Johnson, company founder. On the other side of the floodgates, it looks like Jurassic Park, this vast ghost forest of oak trees. Those decaying forests soon morph into fishing villages, colonies of shrimp, oyster, and crab boats, and homes 20 feet off the ground. Visitors meet with oystermen and learn of the Isleños, Vietnamese, and Black cultures that built these communities and who still live in the area today, quite literally come hell or high water. People don't understand how we came to be, what our challenges are, what the community's richness is, and also what we're doing about it, Johnson explains. But we're all connected. She's hosted visitors from across the country. Many are experiencing their own ecological struggles, like wildfire evacuees from California and Colorado, or those from the Pacific Northwest, where dam issues threaten vital salmon species. Ultimately, Johnson says, we help people reflect on their own lands. This is a personal trauma we all have or are experiencing. Her words echo those of Kellen LaCour Conant, CRCL's Restoration Programs Director, when I asked her about how visitors can be part of Louisiana's solution. Her advice was simple. Find ways in your everyday life to be conscious of your own watersheds and ecosystems. That was Ecotourism Could Help the Amazon of North America Recover. Here's How, by Jacqueline Kehoe, April 16th, 2021. Our next article is from SeaGoingGreen.org, January 26, 2023, Your Guide to Ecotourism in the United States, by William Widmer. When travelers visit new places, they go out to eat, go sightseeing, and inject money into the communities they visit. But travel isn't always good for communities, and it especially is not always sustainable for landscapes and the environment. Mass tourism specifically does harm by creating environmental strain on different ecosystems and landscapes. When there is a lot of foot traffic to a natural environment, there is naturally a lot of wear and tear on the land. That's where ecotourism comes in. What is ecotourism? Ecotourism is essentially travel with sustainable practices. Forms of sustainable tourism, like ecotourism, support not only economic harmony for local communities, but also aims to preserve natural habitats of animal species while sustaining the natural beauty of landscapes. There are plenty of ecotourism opportunities all over the world. There is even an entire committee dedicated to travel and sustainability, the International Ecotourism Society. Recently, many travelers have become more aware of not just their carbon footprint, but also the harm the tourism industry places on local culture, natural resources, and landscapes, prompting an increased interest in ecotourism. What does ecotourism look like in the United States? Ecotourism has long been practiced by national parks and state parks. In fact, on August 25, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson signed the act that created the National Parks Service we know and love today. National parks were created to aid in environmental conservation of different natural areas all over the U.S. Ecotourism does exist outside the national parks, though. It is just more commonly seen outside of these giant cities and densely populated regions. In fact, one big way the U.S. is seeing a boom in the ecotourism industry is through the van life movement. The van life movement encompasses all adventurers who travel in vans and buses, but also includes overlanding and other mobile nomadic methods of transportation. Beyond national parks and overland travel, tour operators and accommodations have implemented sustainable practices by transitioning to solar, traveling to natural areas instead of city destinations, and embracing the principles of slow travel. Fun fact, it would take nearly 8 billion solar panels to power the United States with our current technology. That equates to almost 10,000 square miles of solar panels. The best states for ecotourism in the U.S. It is undeniable that environmental impacts are being felt in the U.S. as a result of tourism. One way to alleviate this is to travel to lesser-known states and destinations while embracing ecotourism or a sustainable mindset. If you're looking for the most sustainable ecotourism destinations to plan your next vacation, you don't have to venture far to places like Costa Rica. Here are the top U.S. states to consider for your next ecotourism destination. Utah. Utah is home to 5 stunning national parks. Utah's diverse natural landscapes are full of national forests, red rocks, great lakes for water activities, and a natural habitat that lends to tons of unique flora and fauna. Utah also has unique salt marshes and salt flats that were formed by the Great Salt Lake drying up over the course of hundreds of years. The salt flats have no speed limit, so they are a popular destination for those who want to drive fast. But they also have an eerie beauty that draws in photographers from far and wide. The state is also home to the greatest snow on earth, and there is no shortage of winter sports. Montana. The big sky state of Montana is a giant playground full of abundant outdoor adventures, stunning landscapes, and is home to the very first recognized national park in the U.S., Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone is full of natural hot springs, a supervolcano, and plenty of active geysers. Also worth visiting is Glacier National Park. This stunning landscape encompasses over 1 million acres of glacier-formed peaks and valleys. Enjoy dozens of crystal blue alpine lakes, waterfalls, and a plethora of wildlife. California. Although California is home to plenty of wildly overpopulated cities, you can actually have a very sustainable trip to the Golden State. Between Joshua Tree National Park, Yosemite National Park, and Half Moon Bay, there is no shortage of ecotourism activities in this coastal state. California is also famous for its bountiful wine country. If you're a wine lover, grab a seat on one of the many local tour buses and indulge in one of the hundreds of Echo wines and wineries in Napa Valley. Colorado, home to the Rocky Mountains, world-class skiing, and diverse natural landscapes, Colorado is a fantastic green travel destination that has no shortage of natural beauty to explore. Enjoy one of Colorado's four national parks: Rocky Mountain National Park, Mesa Verde, Great Sand Dunes, and Black Canyon of the Gunnison. Colorado is also home to the stunning Garden of the Gods. Garden of the Gods is known for its hundreds of multi-use trails that are favorites of hikers, mountain bikers, horseback riders, and even Jeep safaris. Oregon. Oregon has recently fallen victim to several large wildfires that have dramatically impacted tourism. Unfortunately, this leads to travelers believing the destination is inherently risky to visit. This also pushes away local businesses and drives up the cost of hotels and other goods and services. These wildfires are widely believed to be caused by the adverse effects of global warming. This is severely detrimental to not just the local economies, but also certain endangered species, bird species, and the natural landscapes. Among the hundreds of acres of stunning natural landscapes in Oregon, travelers should also check out Hopworks Urban Brewery. This brewery is centered around the idea of ecotourism and their environmental impact. They use sustainable business practices that protect the planet and support the local community. Washington. Washington State is known for some of its bustling big cities, but Washington also has hundreds of acres of natural wild landscapes. Visit one of their three national parks, including Mount Rainier National Park, Olympic National Park, and North Cascades National Park. Hawaii. Hawaii is no stranger to responsible travel and ecotourism. The Hawaiian local people have been encouraging environmental stewardship for generations. The Hawaiian Islands not only support local businesses and cuisine and culture, but they have long been known for being eco-friendly and leaders in environmental education. Check out one of Hawaii's eight major islands or nine national parks. Alaska. Alaska is home to a giant population of grizzly bears and the largest population of bald eagles in the U.S. It also boasts eight national parks, including the popular Denali National Park, and seemingly limitless access to the great outdoors. Because there are so many outdoor activities and unscathed natural habitat, Alaska is easily one of the most sustainable places you could plan for your next vacation. Ecotourism is responsible travel. When planning your next vacation, try to make it an eco-friendly trip. There are so many economic benefits to traveling sustainably. Plus, your eco-friendliness ensures that the stunning landscapes and abundant wildlife are here to stay for generations. Instead of venturing to a bustling urban area, visit coastal areas and try scuba diving or enjoying the vast hiking trails and bike routes spanning the country. Sustainable tourism is not difficult to partake in. It just takes a bit of mindfulness and education to get started. That was your guide to ecotourism in the United States, January 26, 2023. That's all for this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.